India Tea Price Report for the week ending 11 September 2021. During the week under review, there have been more circulars following the Commerce Ministry's announcement on amendments to the Tea Act of 1953. In the most recent circular, the board has said that no permission is required to plant tea anywhere in the country. Earlier, this was restricted, but now this move could encourage new tea regions to add tea cultivation. It could encourage more small growers to cultivate tea, and it could possibly increase the volume of production. It remains to be seen how it will have an impact on the tea industry. On the 17th of September, the Union Ministry has called for a meeting with Tea Producers and Manufacturers Association to understand the relevance of the Tea Act of 1953, and it seems to be part of the move to initiate reforms to the Act. Also this week, the Darjeeling Tea Association have returned to the State Chief Minister asking for a ban on import of Nepal tea into India. The association points to the financial crisis in Darjeeling's tea industry and say that the import of substandard Nepal tea is adding to their problems. In markets, Sale 36 saw good demand for all tea types in Kolkata. Middle East and CIS countries were active among export buyers. Among domestic buyers, Hindustan Unilever was active. Prices were nearly the same as the previous week. Guwahati saw good demand with both Hindustan Unilever and Tata Consumer Products active. Prices and sales volume did not change significantly from the previous week. In the south, Kunur saw good demand for teas. CTC Leaf sold 86% of the total offering, thanks to major blenders participating in the sale. Orthodox Leaf, on the other hand, saw exporters in play. Some whole leaf grades sold for about 2 to 4 rupees higher than the previous week. Coimbatore saw low demand for Orthodox Leaf, while Kochi had few takers for Orthodox Dust. In Kunur, 109 kilos of green tea on offer remained unsold.